Lady Yellowjacket's woes continue. The Lady Yellowjackets dropped another game on Friday evening to Wayne County. A slow start doomed Southeast Bullock against a 11-4 Wayne County team. Southeast Bullock got behind early and trailed 34-9 going into the half. The offense picked up for Southeast Bullock in the third quarter as they scored 16 points in the period. This season has been a time for growth and development for Southeast Bullock. Their record falls to 0-11 on the season, but there have been some flashes of improvement with the team. Freshman Madison Lanier led Southeast Bullock in scoring with 12 points. Quentrell Reed pitched in with 6 points on the game. Junior Taylan Ward led the way for Wayne County as she finished with 19 points in the game. Alyssa Tillman also poured in 12 points for the Yellowjackets. SEB men rout Wayne County. The Southeast Bullock men's varsity team took control out the gate in their blowout win against Wayne County. Pressure on defense led to turnover, which led to easy buckets for Southeast Bullock. The SEB Yellowjackets lived at the rim as they constantly put pressure on the defense even in half-court offense. Southeast Bullock took a 17-point lead going into the second half. Senior Zach Wells set the tone early for his team by putting his head down and getting to the basket all game. Zach Wells put on a finishing display on his way to a 30-point outing on Friday night for Southeast Bullock. The Yellowjackets finished with 4 players in double figures. Sophomore Dane Merritt followed up with 13 points. Brendan O'Dowd and Christian Lennon scored 10 points each. Southeast Bullock is currently on a 3-game winning streak and sits at a 10-7 record. They are 2-2 in region play. Up next, the Southeast Bullock men's varsity team will take on the Bible Baptist Christian Wolves at home at 5 p.m. on Monday, January 22. Both varsity teams will travel to take on the New Hampstead Phoenix on Tuesday, January 23. The ladies will tip off at 6 p.m. with the men starting right after.